Hello, everyone. This is your old chief quizzer himself, Joe Kelly, presenting America's famous quiz kid. We have two very charming guests in our classroom today, quiz kids. I'll introduce them later, but now let's get busy on your first question. Here it is. We all remember that Hiawatha was interested in Minnehaha, but can you tell us who would be more interested in Moneyhaha? And while you and our listeners are thinking about that one, we'll have roll call. Joel?
I'm Joel Kupperman. I'm 14 years old, and I'm a junior at Roosevelt High School.
Patrick?
I'm Patrick Owen Conlon. I'm 13 years old, and in the fall I'll be a freshman in high school.
Lonnie?
I'm Lonnie Lundy. I'm 14 years old, and I will be a sophomore at Maine Township High School in Park Ridge, Illinois.
Harvey?
I'm Harvey Dutch. I'm 7 years old. I go to different school, and I'm in grade 3B.
And the newcomer to our classroom, Angus.
I go to university. My name is Angus Perez Mathieu, and I'm 5 years old.
Well, good for you. And folks, he is a cute little fellow. He certainly is. He's just a dandy boy. Now, let's get back to that first question. We all remember that Hiawatha was interested, in Minnehaha, but can you tell us who would be more interested in Moneyhaha? And we have three hands up, and Lonnie's hand was up first.
Well, the Moneyhaha is a character in Little Abner by Al Capp, and at present I believe that the Scraggs have him, so they're interested in him now, and all the characters
Why?
In Little Abner.
Why?
Well, it's a character from the planet Pincus the Second that... whatever country it happens to be in, that the particular kind of money issued in that country will come out of his ears. And wherever he goes, he drops bills.
Nice little gadget to have along with you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's right, Lonnie. That's very, very good. Now, here's our second question. Suppose these people from the musical world of years past were sending telegrams to their friends. I'm going to read you the message as it comes over the wire, and you are to identify the musician to whom it is being sent. Here's the first one. Congratulations on honorary Oxford degree stop. Congratulations, too, on success of symphony written for a happy occasion stop. Signed, Johann Peter Salomon. Joe?
Well, that sounds like that would be Haydn, because he was in England during most of his later life.
And what particular symphony does this lend itself to?
The Surprise Symphony?
No. Lonnie?
That would be the Symphony No. 88 in G. He called it the Oxford Symphony when he got this honorary degree of music from Oxford University.
That's very, very good. Very good. Here's the next one. May we have first performance rights on your new choral symphony, stop. Signed, managers, London Philharmonic Society. Pat?
I think that was Handel, wasn't it?
No. Lonnie?
It was sent to Beethoven about his symphony number 9 in D minor.
Right, that's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. On this last one, you kids are to identify the person referred to in the telegram. Very proud of our son. Stop. Wrote down great Allegri Miserere. Stop. Had only heard it sung once at Sistine Chapel. Stop. Signed, your husband, Leopold. Lonnie?
Well, the telegram was being sent by Leopold Mozart about his son, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
That's a boy. That's right, Lonnie. A couple of weeks ago, you heard our guests on our international show talk in their native tongues. Today, you kids have your chance, but it'll be a lot more difficult for you. Here's what we're going to do. I'll ask you a question, but I'll ask it in a foreign language. You want to answer the question, and you must give your answer in the same language. You get the idea? All right. I hope I get it. Here's the first one. Comment allez-vous?
Très bien, merci. Et vous?
Angus, now what did I say?
How do you do?
And what did you say?
I'm well, thank you, and you?
Oh, I'm just getting along friendly, I think. He certainly is a honey. Now then, let's see on this next one. This is quite difficult for me, but I will try. ¿Cuántos años tiene usted?
Yo tengo cinco años.
Now, what did I say? What did I say, Angus? I don't know myself. I thought I said... What did I say? Well, what did you say? What was your answer? Can you tell me? What was that language?
Spanish.
Spanish. All right. Now, I know I'm not very good at Spanish, but what did I say? Because you replied
How
to...
How do you do?
Huh?
How
no,
do
that
you
was
do?
The first one. I'll try and say it again. ¿Cuántos años tiene usted?
Yo tengo cinco años.
That's what I say, or what you said.
Well,
what did
how
you...
old are you?
All right, and so what did you say?
I am 5 years old.
That's a boy! And I just want to say that for 5 years old, believe me, you're doing all right, too. Mm-hmm. Now, here is another one. Sagen Sie mir das Alphabet in Deutsch.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Oh, wonderful! Ah, meine Liebling wunderbar. That was wonderful, Angus. Wonderful. Now, that was a lot of fun, too, wasn't it? Huh? I haven't talked German for a long time. Now, you kids will have to put your imaginations to work on this one. You're going to hear three sounds, and each one should suggest the name of something used in producing a television program. Can you identify each one and tell us what it is used for? All right, here's the first one. Pat?
Well, that's a dolly crying, and it might be a dolly, and that's the roving microphone. I mean, they move it around when people
are moving.
What do
you mean, the camera?
Oh, well, that's right, they dolly in.
That's right. That's very good, Pat. Now, let's see what we can do with number two. Pat?
Well, that's a, might suggest fishing, and this is far-fetched, but it might suggest a fishbowl. That's where they operate the controls and everything.
Well, say, now, that's a very good answer. Let's see, Lonnie has his hand up. What
well,
are you thinking about?
That specifically is a reel, and for films, of course, they use reels.
That's right. That's what I was thinking of. That was very, very good. Now, here's the last one. Pat?
Well, that was the boom, and that's what I was thinking of about the roving microphone, because, they move that around following the actors.
That's right, the boom mic, yeah, mm-hmm. That reaches out over your head. Mm-hmm. That's the one that they try and keep out of the picture much as they can, but sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. All right, now, you know, folks, we, the Quiz Kids program, are always interested in the welfare and advancement of America's youth. This past week, the Advisory Council on Youth Participation met at the White House. The group came together to plan their participation in the Mid-Century White House Conference on Children and Youth, which takes place in December. Now, the council was made up of 75 outstanding young people of the United States, and we were very proud to have one of our Quiz Kid graduates, now 18 years old, taking an active part in the group. In fact, she was appointed secretary. She just arrived from Washington this morning to give us a report on their activities. And we're happy to welcome back to our Quiz Kids classroom, Diane Matherick.
You It's good to see all of you again, Mr. Kelly.
Well, thank you, Diane. Diane, suppose you tell us a little something about the meeting.
Well, Mr. Kelly, this is the first time that youth have had the opportunity to participate in this White House conference. Before, it's always been the adults discussing youth problems. But this time, the youth get a chance to say a few things about their problems themselves.
Oh?
And throughout this whole conference, we will be discussing youth problems. And as I've already said, the youth will be supplementing the ideas and the impressions and the facts that adults find out about youth problems. They'll be supplementing them with their own ideas.
Uh-huh. Well, Diane, I have an idea. I think it's an idea. Suppose, why don't we ask the quiz kids here what they think the main problems of youth are?
I think that would be a good suggestion, Mr. Kelly. And you know, we could probably take up some of these suggestions at our next meeting.
Well, say, that's an idea. Now, I'll tell you what you do, Diane. You can be the chief quizzeress. See? You take over here now. All right. Who would like to start this off?
How about it, kids? Youth's problems as they see them. How about you, Pat?
Well, I'm not old enough to have too many problems yet. But I do know that youth have problems, and sometimes it's their parents who feel that they are to do things and they're a little too strict or a little too lax with the youth, and I think that they should adjust themselves to that, and so the parents and the children can strike a happy medium.
Well, how would you suggest they adjust themselves? What might they do?
Well, they might have meet in a general panel board meeting, or something like that. I mean, just representative of some groups.
How about you, Joel?
Well, I find myself in the same boat as Pat as regards my own situation, but I know a lot of kids my age and a little older find their chief problem is that they don't have enough to do, particularly during the day.
You think maybe that youth should have some more things, some more activities to do, is that right?
Yeah, more places to get together also.
What would you say to that, Lonnie?
Well, I think in several areas of the country, well, especially in big cities, certain big cities, there aren't enough parks and playgrounds for the children, and that is definitely a problem in areas where there isn't, because children need those things.
You think they might need some more organized activities?
Yes.
Harvey, what would you say?
Well, maybe to keep the children out of glass and old places they can get hurt and everything, you should have a little more activities, like Joel said. Maybe a television, they can watch television. Playroom.
But can I interrupt just a minute? What television program, Harvey, should they look at? Huh?
Well, maybe, you know, programs just for kids, not too many murders.
Well, I'm asking about one. I'm asking you about one TV program now. Huh? Which one?
Which one? Oh, maybe Howdy Doody.
Oh, Howdy Doody.
Well, that's good for little kids. Well, or maybe older kids like babies.
I'm thinking about one program very close to me.
Quiz Kids.
Yeah, boy. That's my pal. You take over now, Diane.
Okay. Well, Angus, that leaves that maybe you have some suggestions for us. What would you say?
I would say, hey, my brother is 3 years old, but he's gone to Mexico, and my husband is not here. And he brings my brother to the border. To Mexico.
Diane, how are you?
You take over, Mr. Kelly.
Well, now, Angus, can you tell us that again real slow?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what do you say? Your little brother is 3 years old.
My little brother is 3 years old, but he's not here. He's gone to Mexico, but my daddy has bring him to the border for to go to Mexico.
Oh. Well, is he in Mexico now?
No.
Oh.
That's the problem,
by the border to bring my brother to Mexico.
Oh, I see. I understand now, yes. Well, that's fine. All right. How about, did you wish to continue, or do you think we've really taken, do you think the kids have given you some ideas?
Yes, I think they have some definite ideas, and maybe we could take up your problem, Harvey, with the television department.
Well, Diane, thanks so much. It's nice to have you back in the classroom, and lots of luck to you and your new organization. Now, kids, most of us have seen rubies, sapphires, and other jewels, but what are dinosaur jewels? Harvey?
Well, those are stones that dinosaurs have swallowed to help digest their food, like chickens swallow gravel to help digest their food. They're polished, which when scientists find them, but not by man or anything.
Oh.
By inside their dinosaurs. They find them in their gizzard. That's why they call them dinosaur gizzard stones.
Yes.
One time they found in the dinosaur in Mongolia with more than 100 stones in it.
100?
More.
Oh, more. Oh. Well, thank you very much, Harvey. Now, you must try and get 2 out of 3 on this one, quiz kids. What mythological characters would probably have done very well in these modern sports events? First, the hammer throw. Pat?
Well, that might be Vulcan, because he was a blacksmith and used the hammer quite a lot.
That's very good. Now, Joel, what were you going to say?
Also, Jupiter, because he threw thunderbolts down from Olympus to the people that he didn't like.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, how about the 800 meters freestyle swimming race? Who might excel in that in mythology? Joel?
Well, I believe that would be Leander, who swam the Hellespont to meet his girlfriend.
Right. And Lonnie?
Also Neptune.
Neptune. Mm-hmm. Very good. And Pat, what are you going?
Well, it might also be Orion. He swam across a body of water.
Mm-hmm. How about the 100-meter foot race for women? Lonnie?
Atalanta.
That's right. That's very, very good. Well, here's a treat we've been looking forward to all week. Friends, in class today, we have a very charming and personable songstress who is currently appearing at the Empire Room of Chicago's famous Palmer House. We're very happy to welcome the lovely Miss Evelyn Knight. It's real good to have you with us, Evelyn.
Thank you very much, Joe. I wouldn't have missed this for anything. You see, my mother and I are regular Quiz Kids fans, and I know that she's listening in at home in Los Angeles today.
Oh, well, say, that's nice. You know, Evelyn, I caught your show the other night, and it was interesting to me to learn that many of the songs you've helped make popular have been based on folk tunes and old melodies. I sort of hope that you'd sing a couple of them in the question you've planned for the kids.
Well, I'd like to, Joe. Quiz Kids, here is the question. I'm going to sing these tunes using their original lyrics, and you are to try to sing the recent popular song that was taken from each one. Now, here's the first tune. Bob, Buffalo Gal, won't you come out tonight? Bob, come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon?
All right, now we have 2 hands up. Lonnie's hand was first.
Well, that would be gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in her stocking.
That's right. That's right. That's
wow,
it.
Fine. I'm just wondering, Evelyn, I've got an idea.
What?
How about Lonnie singing a duet with you?
Oh, well, sure.
How about Lonnie?
Lonnie?
Is that all right with you, Evelyn?
Certainly.
All right, Uncle Lou, now will you get him?
In the same key? Lonnie, I'll sing the melody. What voice are you going to sing?
Well, what's the song?
we're going to do Dance with the Dolly.
Oh, I don't know the words.
You don't? Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in his stocking. while our knees keep a knocking.
Okay, that's
and
that's
our toes
all I
keep
need.
A rocking. All right.
You had live the rest
Down
of the life.
The dance with a dolly with a hole in the stocking while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with a dolly with a hole in her stocking by the light of the silver moon.
Wonderful. Oh, say, that was great. That was fine.
Here's the second one now, Mr. Webb.
O solo mio, O solo mio.
I see Pat has his hand up. What's that one, Pat?
There's no tomorrow.
Oh, that's fine. That's absolutely right. This is the third one now. An old folk tune, which is the British version of a children's rhyme that I'm sure you all know. Now, can you identify the rhyme? Tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, doctor, lawyer, which will it be? Silk or satin, coach or carriage, will you, won't you marry me?
Lonnie? I'm not sure. Could that be doctor, lawyer, Indian chief?
Doctor, lawyer, Indian chief?
Yeah.
That's absolutely right. It's awesome.
And the name of that is what, Lonnie?
What?
Does that lend itself to a popular tune now that...
Yeah, well, that's the song, Doctor, Lawyer, Indian Chief.
Well, Cherry Stones. That's what I was saying. By the way, Evelyn, I know that Cherry Stones is one of your newest hits, and I'll bet the folks would like to hear you sing all of it. How about it, folks?
Cherry stones, cherry stones, cherry stones around my plate. It's such fun to count each one to see if you'll be my fate. Cherry stones, cherry stones, cherry stones around each dish. One, two, three, four, there are lots more. Everyone means a wish. Tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, doctor, lawyer, which will it be? Silk or satin, coach or carriage, will you, won't you marry me? Cherry stones, count our love in cherry stones. This year, next year, sometime never, this year we shall be forever. King and queen on our thrones, counting all our cherry stones.
Well, thank you. And Evelyn, a little bird done told me to tell you that we're very happy to have you in the studio with us today, and thank you so much for coming up.
Thank you,
Now then, here's our next question. It's a discussional question. If a girl wondered how she could become more popular with the boys, what advice might you give her? Now, we've got an all-man board here today, and who would like to start off this important discussion? Pat?
Well, I think that think it's commonly known, or maybe believed in, that girls should talk about what boys like. Like if they're baseball players, I mean, on the team, well, they talk about that, and still not show too much knowledge so as to show up the boys. I mean, just...
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Keep the boys occupied and keep them answering.
Oh, sure. And then everybody'd be happy.
That's right.
Lonnie?
Well, don't order the boy around. Don't suggest that they go to some place that's overly expensive or something like that. Let the boy kind of... just don't order them around too much.
I see. Joel?
Well, in my mind, the best way would be not to try too hard. Just to be natural.
Well, that sounds logical, Joel. Harvey, what do you think about this?
I thought of Foul Pat's suggestion.
Well, do you have any others that you'd like to add?
I don't think so.
You don't? Mm-hmm. Angus, how about you?
What? I don't want to say it.
The what?
You have to tell me something to start, then I say it.
Oh, well, you see, what we're trying to arrive at is, I'll repeat the question here. If a girl wondered how she could become more popular, you know, with the boys, what advice might you give her? I mean, you know.
If you play baseball or football and the girl has to work so hard and the other men don't do something, then it is a poor girl. Then it says nothing.
She says nothing? Yeah. Well, if you can get a hold of a girl who says nothing, you've got a girl there. Oh, I wish you folks out there could see little Angus. He certainly is a cutie pie. Well, I guess that takes care of that discussion, doesn't it, fellas? Huh? So let's get along here. Now, many stories are drawn from the author's personal experience. Keeping this in mind, what biblical characters might have written books using these familiar titles? The first one is A Tale of Two Cities. What biblical character, Pat?
Well, that might be Saul. He was stricken blind on the way between two cities.
Yeah.
I think he was going to Tarsus, and he was from Damascus.
And Joel?
Well, also, Jacob, during his life, shifted back from two places. One, his home. He left there and went to the home of his cousin, and then he came back there. But he, all his life, he just shifted between those two places.
Pat, have
well,
you
that might be the tale of Sodom and Gomorrah.
And
they were both burned to the ground because they were
so what
were so
biblical character?
Days. Oh, that might be Lot.
Lot, that's the one I was thinking of. Well, of course, you kids came out with some very good ones there. Now, how about this next one, Kidnapped? What biblical character might Joel?
That would be Joseph. He was kidnapped by his brothers and sold to Ishmaelites going to Egypt.
That's right. Uh-huh. And uh-oh. Well, there's the bell. So we'll have to forego the third part. And, of course, that means the end of class for today, kids. And while we're waiting for the judges to make out your report cards, let's you and I have a little talk. Angus, this was your first time on Quiz Kids. Tell me, Angus, did you enjoy yourself?
Yes.
Did you
I
have
had
some
many fun.
You had many fun. I see. Fine. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. We did have many fun. And I hope sometime that you can be back with us again.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. I haven't got the scores. Here they are. Let's see. Remember, whether you kids win or lose, you will each receive a $100 savings bond for your future education. Now, as a group, you missed... well, you didn't miss any questions. And after taking into consideration your age as well as the number of questions you answered correctly, let me see now. The final report is Lonnie was first, Patrick, second, Joe, Harvey, and Angus, all tied for third. So, Angus, you will be back with us next Sunday. Well, that's fine. I'm so glad. And I hope all of our listeners will be back with us again next week, too. Uh-huh. So until next Sunday, then, this is Joe Kelly dismissing the Quiz Kids. Goodbye, kids.
Bye, Mr. Kelly.
Goodbye, Angus.
Quiz Kids is produced by Lewis G. Cowan. Three chimes mean good times on NBC. There's mystery and music tonight on NBC. The mystery is Sam Spade's latest case, in which the romantic private eye solves the caper of too many clients. The music is the NBC Symphony Summer Concert with Antal Baratti as guest conductor and the American Album of Familiar Music, one of radio's best-loved musical programs, which returns to the air tonight. Three chimes mean good times on NBC.